Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
All right, well, today's Comic Cafe, we're going to serve hors d'oeuvres right off the bat. Check it out. This is Brave. It's called Couples Anthem. This is our Woosa Hour. Help y'all not get 30 days. Get in. Rock with us.
Doing what we want to do our way. No worries about whatever they say. They can try to play like they know what it is, but they don't know what it is. Call me crazy, but I can't get enough of my baby. He ain't going nowhere because he's stuck on me. All my lovers, if you feel mad, come on, sing it with me.
No lovers, oh, nobody's gonna love me better.
Ooh,
no need for diamonds and leather.
So if you say bye-bye to the single life, then you can't go without those kisses every single night. And you don't wanna do a thing without a bite size.
You better hold tight, hold tight, hold tight.
Bustin' and crushing, and there ain't no limit to what we becoming. All my lovers, if you still make, come on, sing it with me.
Nobody's gonna love me better.
Cafe MRL, that stands for Monstrous Radio Live. So it's Comic Cafe, the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve. It's Woosa music, help y'all feel good, you know, so you won't get 30 days. So call in, let us do your therapy, your hood therapist. 563-999-3411. I'm only partial there. I prescribe the medication. the therapist is this lady over here. Yeah, that lady over there with the little thin glasses on, her, Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hey, hands in the air. I love to love my baby. Yes, hands in the air. She's doing unbelievably wonderful. Oh, how you doing? Yes.
I'm feeling monstrous tonight. Ready to get my woosah on. I don't got too many things to complain about, but you know how I am. As we go along, I'm pretty sure I'll find something to bust somebody's head over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just FYI, though, I was supposed to be on the couch tonight from yesterday. Yesterday, my issue was I'm addicted to this person's dick, and so we was going to help me or what I could do to stop being addicted to this person's dick from any time, anywhere. I was going to be on the couch. So as a therapist gets up and off the couch, y'all going to have to help a sister out of what to do. Yeah, just saying.
Okay, so how not to be dick-stracted. Okay,
yes,
how not to get dick-stracted.
Yes. Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
we gonna talk about it because it could happen. We all on this quarantine.
Yeah. Mhm. I got a bad too. I got a bad.
Okay. Oh, we got. For the who's, I was not expecting that, Mama.
Yeah.
Who we got for this? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment gossip lifestyle?
Well, you know, we're still talking about that COVID-19. R. Kelly's talking about it. Idris Elba is talking about it. The courts are shutting down. This nurse in Italy. Tekashi got an update on that. Slim Thug, you posted about that. We're going to read on it. The paranoia that's going on, the whiskey distillery, what they doing to help out. We're going to put Black China and Rob on the chopping block. We got the FBI up on there. We got this stupid woman. But it's all about COVID-19. But we do have a sad thing to announce. If you are a Harlem Globetrotter lover, legend Fred Curly Neal died. So that's what we on tonight. Like I said, we're going to hit on this COVID-19 issue. It's still going on, but that's who's on the block. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, did you say from the Globetrotters?
From the Globetrotters, yes.
Curly pass? Wow.
Curly,
look, I don't know much about football, but I know about some Curly. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
All right, go ahead and jump into some music right quick. I'll let you go ahead and tell the people who our sponsors are, and then we'll jump into some music to help them woo-sah, because I got some cuss word music, because I know when y'all hear them cuss words and y'all say them, it'll make you feel real good.
Well, we got Elite Sway Management, Picasso Painting, Monster U.S. Apparel, and the Solo Me Speaks author, yes, Ms. Unbelievable E. Dot to the K, who will be giving y'all some spoken word tonight. So, yeah, you can hit us up. You can find us on www.mindstarradio.com. Leave us a comment. If you need some services, let us know. We got you because we there. Hanging out, waiting on you.
All right. Here we go. On that note, here's some woosah. I don't know how much money y'all going to be fighting over, but some motherfuckers are going to be fighting because y'all going to be wanting them hours. I'm just saying. City girls,
right?
Money fight. From your job to the strip club, I'm just saying.
Woosah. Woosah.
Everybody throwing money.
We live, y'all.
Money fight. Money fight. Fuck them once, throw some hundreds on me. That's the way it's gonna be. You wanna fuck with JT? Money fight in this bitch. Who gonna pay my rent? Throw some money, pay the car note on this Benz. And I ain't tryna be friends with a Marcus who ain't tryna spend in. Ain't no Netflix and chill. Fuck those 10 bins, let a bitch know it's real. Throw another 5 if you really got a vibe. You rich, throwing money on the other side. Money fight. Yeah, it's a money.
money fight. Get your ass out the way if your money ain't right. Rich gangsta to the left, trap gangsta to the right.
Karma Cafe, woo-saw music, music that'll help you feel good, help you prevent from getting 30 days. So, all right, let's see, we got entertainment news, we got all kinds of things going on. It was my birthday yesterday. Woo! So, all right, so Miss Unbelievable, she want to know what can she do to help keep from getting distracted. Apparently somebody's laying it down on her. And she needs some help from y'all to help her take you through this. I was trying, bumpy times. I don't know. So all right, we're going to see about that. Like I said, we got the entertainment news. We got that. Let's see. Okay. So let me see. I'm trying to find some little things to buy some time until we got to get to our little segment and stuff, you know. Anything else you want?
Ready for
anything else you can think of right quick?
You ready for the spoken word? You ready?
Oh, yeah. My bad. Yeah, I knew there was something. Was something.
Yeah,
come on with it.
Know,
come on with it. Come on. Hold.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, come on with it. You need background music.
You know, you can. I'm about to, you know, I did this last week, but I'm just, you know, like, need to do it again. This COVID-19, I think I'm going to do it, you know, a little bit while we're in this situation. So what you got? What we going to put behind me?
Let me see. What we got over here tonight? Okay, this beat want to act a little shy right now. Hold on. It's rolling, but it's real low.
Nah, not that one.
Okay, not that one.
Not that one. Mm-mm, not that one. That one.
Let's see.
I like that one.
Like that one? All right, let's start that one over.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. All
right. COVID-19, written by Miss Unbelievable E. Dot to the K. COVID-19, trying to make America great again. COVID-19, trying to wake up America again. COVID-19, trying to shake up America again. Are you paying attention? The change has been made, and America will never be the same again. But tell me, what's your stance, and where do you fit in? What changes are you going to accept and make? Are you going to follow Americans' patterns, separatism, racism, discrimination, segregation, socialism, capitalism, all the isms? Are you standing up with your fist raised high to protest this genocide, or hands closed to pray to make it through the day, arms lifted to praise God so he can make a way? Or are you sitting in front of your TV playing the Xbox, PlayStation, or the Wii, staying distracted like they would like us to be? Do you think you have a voice or a say, or has COVID-19 scared you away? Black and brown man, are you woke yet, or are you panicking like the rest? Has it put a fire inside you to come up with a plan for the black and brown man? Don't you know our ancestors went through this test? The poison experiments of our history tells the story. The Tuskegee syphilis experiment, smallpox experiment, and y'all's experiment, and so many more. Our DNA knows how to survive this mess. This time, though, they attacked everybody. The antidote don't exist in them. It's embedded in us. Can you see yourself sitting at the table and not being the table? Are you willing to be bought again? America is paying $1,000. That's the hidden question with an agenda at the end. Remember Clinton when he paid us? Shaking my head. Forgot y'all thought that was a come-up win. Check your mindset, where you're at. COVID-19, a blessing and a curse, exposing America. COVID-19, trying to make America great again. COVID-19, trying to wake up America again. COVID-19, trying to shake up America again. Are you paying attention? COVID-19 showed us America could make accommodations to whomever they wanted, no matter what color, age, or creed. They showed America they could take care of the elderly that was affected, but instead they killed them off first so the insurance company can recoup millions after the smoke clears at the hands of our loved ones. Shaking my head at this one. Pregnant women could work from home to have stress. Free pregnancy? Do you know the rate of birth death because of premature miscarriages? The thought of life wasted because of greed for companies wanting products over people? The disabled and veteran situation. For the sake of my sanctity and Christianity, I will not expose or touch it. Just know COVID-19 exposed the hearts of men, the structure of the financial and institutional system, the religious sector, and the four institutes of government. The accommodation showed us that bills, 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 and bills, these instruments that have been stricken people into poverty, bankruptcy, and homelessness, could it be foreloaned, negotiated, and delayed? They didn't want us to know, but somebody knew. If you're not paying attention, then hear me. They want you to feel financially unstable, unaware, and untold. Mentally, physically, and emotionally addicted, abandoned, and proudful. Helpless and informed of your rights. Confined in the system. Take a look. How free are you? So tell me, have you put your game controller down yet? Are you still distracted? See, COVID-19 is trying to make America great again. COVID-19 is trying to wake up America again. COVID-19 is trying to shake up America again. Are you paying attention? COVID-19, the bigger picture. Growing up, we were taught survival tactics. We were told to go to college to get a higher education, but the cost of college and the results after college is a disparity. We chose not to go. We got a trade or made it work the best way we knew how, and to know they had accommodations to help would have shaped more black and brown students to desire to learn beyond middle and high school. Yet another way to stay controlled. But the problem is the students don't get that far. Their behavior has confined that COVID-19 will forever change the landscape of how students will be educated. How education in America or your state is forever changed. Know this, the new name of learning is called distant learning, online learning, homeschool. But see, I call it segregation learning because they can separate the students they perceive as the fuck-ups, battered-ups, and neglected-ups from the rest. No longer do they have to deal with the difficult or problem student. They can stay and do the distant learning at home. The data from COVID-19 will support their findings. Know this, the social and emotional learning is returned to the parents. Those parents that have been battered, torn, tired, and frustrated by life, the life that have quarantined us to live, the parents that are out the house for 8 to 5 hours a day are now at home. The reality is that some of our black and brown homes are strangers. They call each other mom, dad, son, and daughter. The question they are asking themselves are, you want me to stop being a weekend parent, club mom, dad, and do what? You want me to get up, cook, clean after everybody daily? Mm-mm, that ain't going to happen. You want me to listen to crying, arguing, and fighting? Huh? You want me to stop playing my game and do what? Interact with my family? For how long? You said 8 days. Then 12 days, then 14 days. Wait, you really don't know, America? Then stuff like toilet paper, food, water, candy, processed food gone. Then you took away my go-to places to get these people out my face, to restaurants, gym, movies, libraries, mall, club, friend's house. And you know restaurants are not coming to my hood for delivery. Now I'm stuck at home. I am stuck at home with people I don't know. They lie, they steal, they nasty, they, it's not fair. What am I supposed to do? I don't have the tools to do this. All I hear is panic. The resources are here but used up. The resources are here but have restrictions. The resources are here but I don't have a way to get them. The resources are here but they are limited. Listen, COVID-19 is trying to make America great again. COVID-19 trying to wake up America again. COVID-19 trying to shake up America again. Are you paying attention? The landscape as we knew it would never be the same anywhere. The hospital, nursing homes, prison, etc. The 7 continents all have been affected and fatalities have been mounted. Prophecy has been fulfilled. Israel will be completely shut down on the Sabbath. This hasn't happened for 2,000 years. Islamics have left the Temple Mount because of COVID-19 and have released Israel to freely pray at the Temple Mount without Palestine harassment. China, the original spot of COVID-19, code stands for Corona, V for virus, and D for disease, while 19 was the year, broke out from the wet market where live animals crossed over to humans and went from human to human. This deadly disease broke out worldwide. They say the symptoms are difficulty of breathing, shortness of breath, persistent pain, oppression of chest, blush to lips and face, cough, and the number one thing, y'all got to know, no signs at all. We are awaited to be tested as an experiment of the unknown results. So now we have a pandemic, a peacetime emergency. So now what? It's an airborne virus. It affects planes, trains, automobiles, cruises, you name it, it affects it. Plans have changed. We have to live healthy. Wash your hands, wash your ass, and cover your mouth and nose, and cook your food. Everything in life has changed forever. The life you lived before COVID-19 is gone, and nothing will be the same. It is changing day by day with military and martial law on the way. Are you up yet? So I'm going to say this again. COVID-19 trying to make America great again. COVID-19 trying to wake up America again. COVID-19 trying to shake up America again. Are you paying attention? Bottom line is this. God is still in control. Humanity could have been humane this whole time. You can appreciate what you have before you, family, friends, etc. You can selectively choose what's best for you. Get from under the table and stand up. Love unconditionally. And most of all, pay attention. COVID-19 is unbelievable. The Soul of Me speaks. Karma Cafe.
Well, damn, did you break it down or did you bust it wide open? Man, you really touched some stuff in there, and some deep stuff, too. I heard you, like, when you was, like, about the, are you distracted? Are you paying attention? Are you woke? Yeah, that's a deep one right there. See, now I should have had some music ready to roll after that. I am not ready. I got caught up in, you know what I mean, in the spoken word, and I got caught up. Can you kind of, like, just real briefly break down, like, I mean, how does this stuff come to you? I mean, does it just come to you, or, you know, do you, like, research and then write things down? I mean, how does the whole process work?
Well, this process was, when I left my job, all I kept hearing was what we needed the parents to do, And all I kept thinking is, have y'all not noticed what the parents wasn't doing before this happened? And I started thinking about the things, how they would feel. And then I started, you know, paying attention to what's going on in the system and what's going on TV. And then I said, okay, I wanted to be a parody, so I wanted to make you think of what I'm talking about. Like, can you hear what I'm saying when I say, let's make America great again? That's something that the president has been saying that he wanted to do, right? How are we going to make America great again? And so I wanted you guys to think, COVID-19 trying to wake up America again, that's a twofold thing. How is COVID-19 trying to make it great? How is COVID-19 waking us up, and how is it shaking us up, and how are we paying attention to what it needs to do for us as a people and as a family? So to me, it just kept talking to me. And then I was like, I thought about, you know, the history and how people before us fought this before and how it's shaking us up again, but we're not prepared for it. But our ancestors had a voice. They had a thought of what they were going to do and how we can just pick up what they did and remember the history of how they got through. And so that's how it was kind of like coming together piece by piece for me. And I said I had to get in the midst of what's going on. Like, I had to get my voice out of how I felt about it, you know, because I'm such a theorist conspiracy person. And I was just like, I wanted people to think, you know, for themselves, because right now I know a lot of people is in front of their TV. I know a lot of people is playing a video game. I know they're not paying attention to the important things. They're just paying attention to the things that are making people panic. And it's affecting our people the most.
It is changing a lot of things. And, you know, I ain't trying to toot my own horn, but that's another thing we probably could talk about throughout the show, too, is the governor of Minnesota came out on the news today, and basically he was basically coming out saying, stop Asian bashing. If people are just, it's up here in Minnesota. They had a couple that was on the news and everything, but there's a flux in Asian bashing. Today, like I said before, hey, Asian people, welcome to being black. You dig? They're going to start treating y'all the same way they've been treating us, so on and so forth, da-da-da, da-da-da. It is what it is. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got other things to talk about, give you things to talk about. I guess not at the water cooler in the back bedroom. Because some of y'all just ain't going to work. So, all right, check it out. Here's some Future. Hold it down now. Calm down. We can still listen to his music. Just don't be trying to play with his dick. Future, this is what we all gonna need. A little bit of fresh air. Comic Cafe.
Yes.
If you hear cuss words, we say them out loud. They'll make you feel good.
Yes. 563-999-3411. Press 1. Cheers.
Last chance to wish me happy birthday.
Never broke place up, don't forget I had that. Been extended, that said, it's up for you. Never stop for the navigation when I'm left for it. I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week. Up the bigger paper, man.
Tell me, is it impossible? To do these drugs and fall in love.
Gotta get out of my home. It's been too long. That's what y'all gonna be saying about a couple more weeks. Cause like Miss Unbelievable Spoken Word said, first they said a week, then it was 2 weeks, now it was 3 weeks. You know, if I'm not open the city back up, it may not be till May.
Mm-hmm.
First it was April 1st. I got an event going, supposed to be April 4th, which I'm pretty sure is canceled.
Oh, absolutely.
I was gonna try to have the comeback. I was going to have a little comeback show. You dig? Everybody, chance, everybody get out, come back. Nah, we still going to be here. We still going to be in hibernation. So yeah, they talking about pushing this shit. Wait, remember Jazzy talking about the other night about how they got in Atlanta the whole you get the fine if you're out after a certain time,
mm-hmm.
and all that shit? They got that in,
yeah,
Minnesota now. I think she said hers was like $700, something like that. Minnesota, it's $1,000. Your ass get caught out after that curfew.
Well, we don't necessarily have yet a curfew, but they're just saying that's how much it will cost. We don't necessarily have a set curfew in place yet because he still has things
to
open.
Oh, okay.
We still can go to certain places. See, they have time where you from 9 to 7, you can't be out. We don't have time yet. Places are just closed. But he said 2 weeks he's trying to buy some time, but I guarantee you in another 2 weeks that he's trying to buy some more time, we're going to have a time connected. But they're just letting you know our fine will be $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
They're just letting you know
okay.
ahead of time it's going to be $1,000, but we don't have a time set in place yet. They're just getting us ready.
Oh, okay. All right, maybe they adjust it. I know he said something about Friday night, 11 p.m., the shit jumps off, but all right, maybe they could adjust it because he did address some more new stuff, and he was talking about how he didn't want to really bend into the mass hysteria of the COVID, but he does want to make sure that, you know, Minnesota is able to handle this. And that's one thing I do have to say. A lot of motherfuckers be trying to talk about Minnesota, but the motherfuckers here, they be trying to take care of each other. Yeah, we got our problems like everywhere else, but we ain't like everywhere else. You know what I mean? Our people
right.
really be trying to do what they supposed to be doing. And you know what I mean? I commend our people of Minnesota, the whole medical field, the people getting this COVID stuff ready, the hospitals, even the sports players that's donating money to the people who can't go to work because of the COVID. You know what I mean? I think that's what they mean by Minnesota nice. I know us here, people in Minnesota, we say something else, but I think that's what they talking about when they say Minnesota nice.
Yeah. And you know what the thing about it is that, you know, we have a lot of companies here that are doing exceptional things, like Dunwoody's doing some stuff. 3M is doing some stuff. I know this new woodworking place is doing some stuff. So they're making the masks. They're making new ventilators. They're making new respirators. Like, they are, like, Minnesota is really, like, I ain't trying to make fun of y'all, but Minnesota is really the place to be. We are really taking care of our own here. Our stores are backstocked pretty much as what they need to be. We're letting the elderly go in ahead of time. We're keeping over our liquor stores. Why do you guys think we're keeping over our liquor stores? Because the liquor stores pay a percentage to the government. So we're still getting that money, so we won't go poor. People want to be like, oh, why? Because liquor stores still bringing in the government money. They're not going to shut them down just yet. Why are they going to shut down the schools? Because they can. It's not bringing in no money. It's subtracted. So understand what things that they're calling essential for the economy still, and essential for you, okay? Because if the liquor store ain't open, you're robbing it. So let's just be honest. Okay? I'm just going to keep it 100. You got your weed man still delivering your weed to you. So let's be clear. You still want the alcohol for those who are addicted to alcohol. But the flip side is don't beat your kids. Don't get mad at them and don't yell at them. You know what I'm saying? Because you're too drunk. That's the flip side of it. Minnesota has definitely come together. We got money. Our governor is not going off of the panic. He's looking at the other states and he's saying, okay, I see what y'all doing, but he's not jumping on the bandwagon that fast because he know we have resources here that can help us. We got the Mayo Clinic. We got, you see what I'm saying? We got hospitals here that can definitely be on it. So that's why he's just asking us right now to stay in the house a little bit more. He ain't begging us. He's asking us. So.
Right. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and jump over here to this. Who's bumping who? We're a little behind now. So let's go ahead and jump into this entertainment news. Gossip Lifestyle.
Yep, like I told y'all, Fred Curley, Neil died at 77. He was a Harlem Globetrotter. He brought joy to everyone's heart. He spent 22 years. His jersey was retired in 2008, the number 22. He was a Globetrotter. He was an elite ball handler. Curly Boo Johnson mourned the loss of his friend. He was almost there saying he was a true legend. He was ambassador. Outside of Muhammad Ali, everyone knew who he was
as a Harlem Globetrotter. So a moment of silence for Fred Curley Neal. Amen. How did he affect you? Did you know who he was?
Are you talking to me personally?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you like, was he like an inspiration to you? Hello? Hello?
He wasn't an inspiration, but I definitely enjoyed watching him play with the Harlem Globetrotters. Back in the day, Harlem Globetrotters was like the shiznit. You know what I mean? Shit, they was Backstreet Boys back in the day. I don't know what to say. That might be a little outdated too, but y'all get what I'm saying. I mean, they was like the thing to go see. Matter of fact, like I said, I'm not really a big sports fan, you know what I mean? But the couple games that I did go to when I was younger, only time I did go is if the Harlem Globetrotters was going to be there, you know what I mean? And it was fascinating to watch, you know what I mean? It was like your uncles and them playing against, you know, some little-ass peewee team, some little punk-ass team with shit going behind the back and all the extra stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it was always a great thing as a kid growing up. I bet you half of y'all parents out there know about the Harlem Globetrotters. But, yeah, wow, it said Curly died. He was, like, one of my favorite ones.
Oh.
Matter of fact, I know a Globetrotter. Man, matter of fact, I should try to get him on, try to get a hold of him and see if we can, you know what I mean, get him on here. He's been on here before. I can't remember his exact name right now. But, yeah, we had a Harlem Globetrotter on here before, an official Harlem Globetrotter. Yes. Used to live here in Minnesota. Yes.
Wonderful. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have too much to say about the Harlem Globetrotter, so I'm going to keep moving. That's why I asked you.
Yeah, it's
Meghan
a boy
Markle.
Thing.
I know. That's why I asked you. Meghan Markle. Y'all know who she is, makes Disney debut thanks to Prince Harry. So, Meghan is officially back in Hollywood. She made her Disney debut a year ago after Prince Hobby lobbied the mouse head honcho. She's narrating the Duchess of a show called The Disney Nature Elephant. So she's going and called Dolphin Reef. Prince Harry assisted on this one. There was, if you recall, there was a picture that surfaced where he was talking to one of the execs, and this was before he stepped down. In the video I'll post, you see Prince Harry chatting to Bob Iger. He's the Lionhead King person, because, you know, Prince, when he talks, everyone listens, and he was like, hey, I need you to get my bae in this gig. I need you to do a voiceover, anything for Disney. So she's in there. Elephants Without Borders is the movie, called The Win-Win. She got back into Hollywood, making that money how she did before. She's Mary Prince.
Right. She said when the friends talk, everybody listen. So you think when he talk, he'd be like, oh, doom, doom, doom. Kiss. My bag. So she getting back into the acting thing. I think right there by itself, just being that she married, or she used to be a princess, all that type of stuff, that's probably what the queen put a hold on that shit, so they couldn't, you know what I mean? But they gonna make money. They don't need their estate money. No, they don't need that. They finna make money. They're talking about she's doing a thing with Disney. They can say they got a real princess. Well, I guess she's not real no more. But they could have had. They could say the princess formerly known as, right? No?
True. Mm-hmm.
Formerly known as.
yeah.
But
you know, Prince Harry, he was like ninth in the lineage to be the prince. Like, he wasn't like close.
You mean
he's
the
like
king?
Number nine. Yeah, the king. He's like number nine to be the prince. Like number nine to be the king. You're nine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would I stay to be nine? I gotta buy. Everybody gotta die before I mean, what's the outcome? Just to say you're royalty? You're number nine, dog.
Do you feel that?
And heart attacks and strokes and guys moving out.
Okay. Okay. I was gonna bring jazz on. But what you over there Netflixing and chilling, my man? Hella background. Jazzy. I don't know what she got going on. She must have just put herself on me like, oh Lord, there's a lot of stuff behind me. I'll leave it open. You come in when you're ready. But all right, but yeah, but what else we got on this? Who's bumping? Who's getting fat? All
right, and talking about the Royals, Prince Charles has the virus as well. So number eight would have been, if he passed number eight, he'll be up to number eight, but he let it go. But Black China claims daughter Dream suffered two burns under Rob Kardashian's nanny care. Yeah, I said that.
Just so petty.
I know, right? I know. He would have been, I mean, number eight. If he passes away, he'll be moving up. But Black China is claiming that daughter Dream suffered multiple burns while in Rob's custody care. The alleged incident took place when the three-year-old was being cared for by a nanny with whom Kardashian is now parting ways. It's a lengthy statement, but Dream suffered burns on her legs on two different occasions, one in February, one in March. Dream came home. She had first-degree burn on her leg. Rob admitted that Dream had received severe burns at his home and promised it would never happen again. China immediately sought out and obtained medical treatment for Dream's burns. When China reached out to Rob to see what happened, Rob initially lied to China about the second burn happening at his home. Rob was charged. He talked about she was burnt from a hot light bulb. China again sought medical care for Dream on her recent burn. So now she's like, okay, you burning my baby, so stop smearing my name as I'm a bad parent. She says she insinuating that you got me as a bad parent, but she says I'm not a bad parent. She said Rob is firing back, saying that the nanny did it, that the nanny now, Black China is trying to smear his name for what the nanny did. And all the Black China says Dream's health and well-being is top priority. And my daughter got burnt at your house, not at my house. So now DCFS wall is looking to see if there's any safety issues at Rob's house. The nanny is no longer there. They treated her burns appropriately. Robert's attorney tells us it's unfortunate that China feels the need to publicize miscommunication about the situation. But they're saying the first responders, in spite of its attempt to sneer Rob in a response, but he's trying to still get full custody of his daughter. Dream's comeback from her mom's house, they're talking about she has rashes, cuts, bruises, and a dislocated arm, according to Rob. I don't know what's going on with this baby, poor baby. Rob's claiming that Dream's safety is always concerned, and she's bouncing back and saying she's doing all that on the trampoline. So they're going back and forth of injuries based on their daughter. That's not bad. Take her away.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm sorry. If it's that situation where she's showing scrapes and bruises and broken arm now, blah, 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 and a broken arm, should say now, but and had a broken arm, and she's getting burned, I don't like to talk about other people's households, especially in seriousness. So, yes, I love to play. You dig? But this sounds not like a playing matter. You dig?
Right.
The show is called Karma Cafe for a reason. for reasons like this. This is definitely a karma cafe. One person pointing at another person, then talking about, oh, the person comes to my house or the kid comes to my house like this. Now the kid don't left your house like that. like you said, poor child. I don't even know what to say because, you know, these type of things that kind of make me upset. Like, this is one of those times where I always say the child should always be with his parents. I know parents try to dip off and be like, oh, my child be better with that. No, this is a time where I would have to say, Grandma, Grandpa, where y'all at?
Right.
Where y'all at?
Yep.
It is.
Absolutely.
Where y'all at? Somebody needs to step in here and take charge and grab this child for the welfare of this child. Because these two right here, can't get this shit together.
Mm-mm.
Hell no.
Mm-mm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care who out of the Kardashian clan, come get this baby. I don't care. And I know that Black China and her situation where her mama ain't the greatest. I know that I'm looking at the Kardashians. They ain't the greatest. But look, Kim and Kanye got something. I mean, they all got kids. But these two misfits, and who is her other baby by, Tyga? Somebody better get these babies because these two here, she's going to be traumatized by these two parents. That's not fair. Like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, crazy. Like, that's a no. Like, some DCF should step in and be like, neither one of y'all is working. We going to just remove y'all. Like, really.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I just got some updates on a few folks. So you know that Tekashi Tech9 asked the judge to let him come home. The judge says no. Okay? No.
Mm-hmm.
Go sit down. The judge has denied, and he will serve out the remainder of his prison sentence at home. Will not serve his sentence at home. But you know, he's almost done. So suck it up, buttercup. All right.
All I can say about that is if he got it, he going to tell somebody.
Because he's a snitch, man.
Never mind. Yeah, never mind. Never mind. My bad. Ratchet ass joke. Okay.
And I just went along with it. I'm just so ratchet. Just ratchet along with it because he's a snitch, bitch. Come on. What's your... Okay. All right. So Idris Elba, doctor says, I'll be immune to COVID-19. So he's on the mend, and pretty soon he could be immune to this disease. So he says, the actor gives his fans a huge update and said his doctor told him after quarantine he will be immune for a certain time since our antibodies fought this. Idris says he and his wife are still under quarantine but are feeling okay and no changes. He reported positive, but they're saying that he may be immune to COVID-19. The FDA early this week approved the use of plasma from patients who recovered. Patients to treat some of the severe cases. So New York became the first state to begin such testing. So he is considered immune to it. So that's the update with Idris.
Well, he better be a somebody, because shit, if he's sitting up there, he had it, and then his wife got it, and they both sitting there together, and then he cure up. You get what I'm saying? He's going to jump back and forth. But Okay. Now, the thing I want to see is next move he needs to do is go have his nuts tested. I know some of y'all are like, wait, what? Did you just say Alba needs his nuts tested? That's what I said. He needs to go have his nuts tested. Because that's one of the things that they're trying to say. Like I said before, you know, this right here is some co-conspiracy type shit. But they were saying, like, one of the things is the COVID virus, it attacks especially males. And it attacks our testicles. And they're saying that if we do recover from it, we may become sterile after that. And if we're not sterile, There may be some type of thing that goes on with if you do have an offspring, but they're saying you won't be able to really see it or really be able to tell what it is until the child will be 20 years old. So that's the next move on this whole thing. That's the whole main reason why I'm kind of like, you know what I mean? I ain't going nowhere. Hell no, I'm going to sit my ass right here. Here it is. They talking about fucking with my balls. Ain't nobody going to just kick me in my balls. No. You know, protect the nuts at all costs. I'm from the Planters Union. But yeah, so, you know, that's just some rumor shit. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's something else for y'all to talk about. In the laundry room, because some of y'all can't go to the water cooler anymore, but in the laundry room, something to talk about. Yeah. So, but obviously, I can assume you haven't heard nothing about that.
No. I don't listen to nothing about scrotums and dicks. I told you what's going on with me. I'm trying to stay far away from that whole situation because until I get my situation under control, I cannot. I don't know when or how I'm going to get under control about this, but I can't. So I just keep my distance from those type of things.
Right, because I'm just going to say, between you and Jazzy, both of y'all wrong. Y'all giving bad influences to women around the world. I seen y'all posts. I seen both of y'all posts. If y'all haven't seen it, y'all really need to go to monstars.com, go to the Monstars crew page, and you can check out, you can connect with Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy B. Y'all really need to do this because they wrong. I've seen on y'all page where y'all had this thing where the lady was getting arrested, and y'all was like, this going to be me trying to get some dick during the quarantine. What kind of influence
Absolutely.
Is that?
Absolutely.
Come on now. Y'all celebrities.
I'm getting
y'all
arrested,
can't be doing that shit.
Man, I'm getting arrested, handcuffed, and then when somebody posts bail, my ass is getting arrested again. How much I'm liking this bitch that I got right now? Oh, my God. What you say? It's quarantine. Hold on. It ain't no time. I could go get it. I'm gone. I'm gone. Put handcuffs. I'll be like, just don't squeeze them tight because I might like it. You see what I'm saying? It might be a flashback for me. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know.
Right. Well, I did extend the show a little bit. I know we got some more who's bumping, who's getting fat. So we're going to take a quick little break. This right here is just some music to help y'all woo-sah a little bit. You dig? Just relax. Just relax. It's not about dancing. Just relax. Woo-sah.
We'd like to welcome you to the Monstrous Show. Tonight, on this one, we're going to pay homage to hip-hop by E-Monster.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Real hip-hop, vintage 86.
To the beach, y'all, and you don't stop. I rock the mic, y'all, and I won't stop.
To the beach, y'all, and we don't.
I be that man rocking fresh on that MIC. I say A-F-R-U-K, German A.
This is real hip-hop, hip-hop.
1-2-1-2, up in the place to be. I be that man rocking fresh on that MIC. I say P-R-U-S-P, USA.
This is real hip-hop, hip-hop.
It was la-di-da-di. We liked the party. We didn't cause trouble and we didn't bother nobody. We was just the men that was on the mic. And when we rocked up on the mic, we rocked the mic, right? And for all of y'all to keep y'all in health, just to see you smile, so you enjoy yourself. So we kicked a little something with some cozy type rhythm. And I always gave some hood skits, that's all I could give them. And these girls and girls, they love me. Because of the overweight love, I heavy D, light skin is fat. Yeah, I thought I'd bring that old school back. Yeah, what you think these young cats know about that? Cause that's real. I'ma give it to the assembly whether they like it or not. That's real. Hip hop, hip hop. I'ma give it to them, homie, whether they like it or not.
1-2-1-2, up in the place.
place to be. I be that man rocking fresh on that MIC. C-A-F-R-U-K, German A.
This is real. Hip hop.
1212, up in the place to be. I be that man rocking fresh on that MIC. S-A-P-R-U-S-P, USA.
This is real.
All right. We'll bring it back. All right. Don't forget you can find more about me and my music at emonster.com. That's right, emonster.com. So, all right, what else we got on this? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat on this edition of Common Cafe where we help you get your woosah on?
Guess what? Guess who want to get out of jail? Just take a guess. Guess who want to get out? Because he's scared he going to catch it in jail. Come on. Guess
Bill
who?
Cosby.
No. One more guess, one more time.
Wayne.
Let me out.
Nope, he already got it.
Let me out. R. Kelly.
Oh,
this
in
is
jail?
Prime time. R. Kelly been in jail.
He was?
R. Kelly been in jail.
Oh, okay.
He want to get left out because
well,
this
they
is quarantine
been locked his ass
time.
Up.
He been in jail
okay.
for a minute.
That's what he's saying. Okay.
He
what's the
story?
He want
to get out because, you know, he want to get out. He his latest pitch to his trial in Illinois federal court is that he don't want to catch the COVID-19. He's saying it's not quarantined in here. It's not sanitized enough. Everyone, the conditions are horrible. They're making us drink poison. He wants to be released on bond. He'll do electric monitoring. This current pandemic, he's at low risk to get out. He wants to be out. Kelly's team has been blocked from visiting him. His lawyer is checking on his health. While discussing strategies, this is a legal mess. You know, he's got new charges, an indictment of two new alleged charges and victims. The indictment is charges of coercion and enticement. So he's like, I want to get out. Let me out. This is prime time for him. Let him out, y'all. This is quarantine time. For him to get out. Y'all better not let that man out. Y'all better keep that. I'm sorry, R. Kelly. You got to stay in, bro. You can't come out. You is a hazardous to the little teens that is out here.
Well, that's what I was going to say. he sounds like somebody else right now. I'm just saying, I want to go home. No. Go sit down somewhere. I want to see my parents. No. Go sit
you
your
talking
ass
about
down somewhere.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about R. Kelly. No, I'm talking about R. Kelly. Talking about all them young girls. I'm talking about he kept them all cooped up in the house. That's what I'm talking
right.
about.
Oh, you can't go. You can't go. Now you know how I feel when he wanted, he's a slave. Now you know how I feel to be a slave in your own house, you little bastard.
So. He said he ain't like conditions, huh?
No.
I mean, what'd you expect, bro? What'd you expect? I mean, don't get me wrong. Yes. I mean, even the judicial system, like, we ain't taking no more motherfucking inmates. you know it's bad when they talking about, no, you got to really fuck up for us to take you to jail right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you in jail, bro. You in jail. You not at the Hilton, motherfucker. You're not at the Marriott,
yeah.
Super Suite, JW Marriott. You're not there. You're in jail. It's not supposed to be comfortable. That's why you shit and piss amongst everybody. It is. It's not to be comfortable. Come on, okay. You just better be praying. Nobody on one of them other levels is saying.
Oh.
Don't judge me. Pray for me. My bad.
Yes. Play that one more time. They didn't get that.
They didn't get that.
They're yelling
down the hall.
Maybe no more stalling. Your wish is my command.
I hear you calling.
Here I come, baby.
We gonna stop. We gonna quit. Before the DOC contact me, talking about you on bullshit, player. Don't be doing that.
Hey, listen.
What?
But for real, they are letting out less felons. Bruh, you got about 12,650 felons. I mean, counts on you. You ain't getting out. You ain't seeing a lot of day. Like, for if they ain't letting Weinstein out, who got definitely more money than you, bruh, you ain't getting out. And before,
they just
like,
finally found a way to lock his ass up.
Exactly. Like, seriously, but ask yourself, though, how was the conditions before the pandemic came out? No sign. You wasn't crying in.
Mm-hmm.
So ain't nobody come to save you at all. We don't want to.
Right.
We don't want to.
Right.
We don't want to.
But, hey,
like,
but,
for real.
But on a serious note, though, I think that should be right now. I think that should be like, okay, eight. Part two, major concern. Number one, obviously, is going to be the public because, you know, the elderly and the children and everything. But they have to make a major concern about the prison system because it's so confined. Once it hits, it's just going to go rampant. Like they said, anybody walking around there cleaning with bleach and all that extra shit, y'all better put them motherfuckers to work. I'm pretty sure everybody in jail will be like, hell yeah, I'll clean this motherfucker. I'll help clean it. I'll show the fuck will. If there ain't gonna be no unity, gang's gonna be working together. You dig? Talking about gang that.
Mm-hmm.
Gang that,
yeah.
Right there. Gang that. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
that should be priority, though, because, yes, those people are vulnerable. You got them in a situation. I understand you did the time, but that don't mean just throw them away like that and just, you know what I mean? It's not a fucking kennel.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was a kennel, I'd say clean that son, bitch. But you get what I'm saying? Like, they got to be a priority. They can't just be like, oh, they're in jail. They did this. They did that. No. That shit can run rapid, and it could be hell for them people. Can you imagine if one – you hear how the people talking about how sick they are. You know what I mean? Can you imagine being in prison and the motherfucker in the cell next to you was over there with fucking corona? That's going to hit the whole fucking block. You already know it.
Absolutely.
They probably going to poke his ass so he don't come out of there.
Yeah.
But you already know
other viruses run through that. You know, remember what happened in Kentucky where they were having that Lystrin disease that broke out. So it's very easy for the prison system.
Yeah.
Legionnaires. It's very easy for any disease to bust out in the prison system. It's not a clean environment at all, and they don't try to make it a clean environment. So I encourage, you know, the prisons not to treat them like cattle and to understand that, just because they did do something that was detrimental, some of the people are innocent in there, some of the people are guilty. But take this time to clean up so you won't be affected, because remember, you got to go home to your loved ones. So think about it now as they're not just people who are just out for slaughter. You know, give them something to at least make them clean up. You know, something, but don't just leave it as status quo. because that's what we're changing up right now. Things that are more status quo, we're cleaning it up. You can't. And you can't leave it like that, because then it ain't going to work. We're going to frown at
right.
you like that.
Right.
Right. But okay.
Well, they're getting together soon start hitting them guards. Oh, they'll fix that shit.
Yep.
Wow.
Absolutely. Talking about fixing something, this woman was arrested for coughing on grocery produce. $35K in food wasted.
Ooh. Talk about it.
Talk about it. So, this woman has been arrested and charged with felony counts of terroristic threats to use a biological agent, and criminal mischief. She was also hit with a misdemeanor count of criminal attempt to commit retail theft and disorderly conduct. What? Cops say this woman entered the store and made verbal threats. She was sick while intentionally coughing and spitting on merchandise. She then attempted to steal a pack of beer from the store before being ordered to leave by employees. Her bail has been set for $50,000, and she'll appear in court on April 8th. But the woman purposely coughed over all the grocery store fresh produce, resulted in a huge waste of rotten food for the employees, and authorities, they're pursuing charges. It happened in Hangover Town, Pennsylvania, Wednesday. She was hacking and coughing in the bakery, in the meat section, on the fruit. This wasn't a prank. She had the coronavirus, and she left the note. They had to throw out all the food, spray it down, and throw it away, and then possibly expose 15 employees to the COVID-19. It is unclear how she got it. But terrorists.
This is what I'm going to say. That's a true horror story gone live right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a true horror story gone live. But I'm going to tell you right here, right now, that was not done in a hood. That was done in a burg.
Yep.
If that was done in a hood, they say she destroyed $35,000. In the hood, she would have destroyed $35 worth of merchandise. Why? Because she would have had two sneezes before they would have whooped that motherfucker ass. They would have had to come save her. They wouldn't have had. She wouldn't
come
have
through.
Had bail.
Come
she
through.
Would have
come
had medication,
through.
Motherfucker. You know, I'm just saying they would have beat the brakes off her ass. Come into a motherfucking
Absolutely.
Store in the hood, talking about I got the corona. I'll chew on for the fuck. She wouldn't have made it past two fucking goddamn employees, because that first one would have mopped her motherfucking ass up. Neither.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, we can't, you know, we can't promote anything that's going to do anything that causes a riot or anything like that. So we're just saying, we're speaking hypothetically. It's a gossip show. And we're just saying this could have happened in an urban neighborhood, but it would have went a hell of a lot different. Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine in your store, your neighborhood store right now, if that shit would have went, what would have happened? Man, please, let my kids be in there. I would have rushed your my damn self. Yeah, there. I got kids
mm-hmm.
in here. I got to take one for the team, motherfucker. I'd have rather, I'm going to stop. But you get what I'm saying? That had to be in a bird.
Absolutely.
But yes,
it has
but this
to
is
be.
Not the only time, yeah, this is not the only time I've seen something about somebody doing that, sneezing on elevator buttons and shit like that. So, I mean, what the hell is really going on? I mean, there's conspiracy theories behind that by itself. But just still, I mean, what type of person, are we going to go back to mental issues? But I mean, what kind of
mm-hmm.
person would actually do that? I mean, running around, knowing you got COVID-19, these other people, you don't know them from A to B, from Z to A, and you going to run in there, get
mm-hmm.
the tripping and shit, spitting on my mouth,
right.
I got COVID, put. What
yep.
mental state is that?
True.
Hmm.
Well, let's keep it there, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about both of them in a minute, but let me read you this one about mental state since you brought that up. Italian nurse dies by suicide after a positive test, fearing infecting others. So this nurse in Italy took her own life after a couple weeks being at home sick. She was presumably in quarantine and diagnosed earlier. She'd been working in the ICU of the hospital for days before Italy went down. She was distraught over having a virus, and she thought that the other patients that she worked on, she gave it to herself. Now she gave it to them. She was dismayed, and unfortunately, she took her life. She said nearly 6,000 healthcare workers in Italy have been affected. So she could not imagine her having it and then her giving it to somebody else. She couldn't, like, get past that. So the mental state of your mind being a nurse and giving, you know, it to somebody else and then to literally be trying to give it to somebody else, like you said, yeah, she would have got an ass whooped. Like, you come in getting smart with any person, they be like, ah, let's watch her. Oh, that bitch needs, get her. You see what I'm saying? But
right.
For the nurse, her mental state was, I can't deal with this. I'm carrying this, and I gave it to somebody else, and what if they died? So, like, the mental state of holding on to it, like, oh, my God, I got this. Are you going to get it? Is my family going to get it? But I'm passing on. Some people can't deal with that. So mentally, I'm glad that there is people out here that is giving help to those who do have the virus and talking to them on a mental note, because I don't know how I would feel if I had it and I know I possibly give it to somebody else. That is one thing. I mean, you're giving a virus to somebody else. It hits you in a way that you don't understand. It's almost like I could cause death to somebody or someone is dying because of me. So it's a mental state that can take you somewhere that you never thought that you would have to be. So I would encourage folks to, you know, at this time, do self-love, self-care, be aware, because that can hit you real hard. And, yeah, you could go into a depression state.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I wish she could have understood. You know, it's an epidemic. It's something that we don't have no control over. She's just as much as a victim as victimized by, like, you know, the other people. So people out there, you know what I mean, don't take it to heart if you accidentally do pass it along. It was accidentally, you didn't purposely go catch it. It was actually taken on to you. So, you know, you got to take that shit in consideration. And just right off the bat, just real slick in there. And don't be discriminating against all Asian people like they got something to do with it. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, man. I know I clowned and played around with it, last week, the week before. I said it was coming. It's actually here now, and it's an ugly face. I know I played with it, but for real, people, like, you can't be fucking with people, a nationality or a culture, because of some shit that's happening somewhere else. They have nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that at all. So do you know how you look? Like, you know how we look at the old slave people, owners, and those type of people of that era? That's how you look when you act like that towards those people. And we don't look at those people favorably. So please don't be that person. You know what I mean? Don't be that white dude in Django. I don't know how else to say it, but don't be that dude from Django. Don't be the dude from Django. So, all right,
we got about three left. You want to shoot in another music break, and then we can finish these ones up?
Okay, we can throw in another one. Let's see. Matter of fact, we're going to throw one with somebody that got a drop for us. We're going to do it like this. Check him out.
Wajam, this your boy Frank Footer. I'm rocking with the homie E-Monster. What's good?
All right, check it out. This is a song. It's called In the Air. Let's just hope it ain't too much in the air. Let's just hope he's talking about smoke. You did Comic Cafe when we get our Woo song on. DJ E-Monster, Unbelievable, and Jazzy B.
Women
I'm with it tonight, I'm trying to trick it all. The money keep me motivated, so I smile for the haters, cause I know they hate it. MDMA all over the ad list. We the team that get it poppin', so what's happening? Better be body body, keep the strap, bitch. Just talking that trap shit and get your clap quick. I'ma knock it out the park if she throw it at me. You know you're king when she call your daddy. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
What?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it.
Throw it.
Woo! For a real nigga, cause she ain't worried about them little niggas, cause little niggas never get the picture, and real niggas never leak a picture. I mean, what's hell with you and your friend? I know we did it once, we could do it again. I'm worldwide on some global shit, so I'ma leave you niggas to that local shit. Yeah, I know you think it's fuck, but don't bag it up if you can't bag it up. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
What?
Throw it.
What?
Throw it.
What?
Throw it.
Throw it.
Woo!
I'm just saying. When he was like, da da da, probably got all the women. I said, not tonight, player. Not tonight. We doing the quarantine.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. Now, all right, don't forget, you can check out Frank Footer. Just Google him if you got to. Matter of fact, any artist that you hear on here, you can Google them. Or you can send us an email at monsterusradio@gmail.com, and we can give you the link on how you can connect with these artists. Don't forget, we got the 24-hour stream that goes on at monstarsradio.com. It'll help get you going in the morning, help you relax you at night. But make sure you check out our 24-hour stream over there at monstarsradio.com. So, Ike, you said we got what? We got some more. Who's bumping who?
Yeah. So actor Keith Middlebrook busted for peddling fake coronavirus cure, claiming Magic Johnson was on board. So y'all say, who's Keith? Keith Middlebrook was a small-time actor with a role like a cop in Iron Man 2, a coach in Moneyball, and he has a large following, about 2.5 million on Instagram. If you guys seen his face, he's this white guy, you'd be like, oh, yeah. So
it's relevant.
He was claiming they nailed him for being a snake oil salesman. He allegedly he had a cure and used Magic Johnson's name to try to snare investors. FBI arrested him on Wednesday on a sting delivering pills to an agent as posing as a potential investor. He claimed he had developed a patient patent cure that will prevent people from getting infected and those already suffering from the disease, from the virus. He says he solicited funds from the investor and promised huge profits from his company, Quantum Prevention. The FBI says he was cooperating. A $1 million investment turned into $200 to $300 conservatively. He also dropped Magic Johnson's name to at least one potential investor, claiming he was on board. He was on part of his board of directors. They checked with Magic. He said he had no clue who Middlebrook or who his company was. the attorney general said, be aware of the people, they are preying on the fears of the pandemic. He could serve a maximum sentence of 20 years. Come on, bro.
So what he's saying, he had a drug or an elixir or whatever he had to prevent HIV?
No, he said he had a pill that can cure the coronavirus.
Oh, okay. You, what the hell was you thinking? Like, the feds weren't going to be on your ass. The government wasn't going to be on your ass. You going on telling people, you got this, you got that. Come on, dog. And then you use magic. You already know this shit going to be under fire.
Anytime you try to buy a hot pro fuck now, you know they're going to call magic. Because we all know Magic the man with all the drugs. Because, you know, he got cured of AIDS. So Magic know where all them drugs come from. He know where the pills is. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, he had to drop Magic's name. Everyone know. But, yeah, Magic wasn't having it. Don't use my name. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he probably had some explicit, you know, black folks don't like when they use your name for something that they, you know, endorse it. Don't even try it.
Right. You know what? That's a damn good question. So how did Magic get rid of it?
That's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother.
Exactly.
That's a whole nother
show. I never really asked myself that question or anybody else. I always heard about he got cured. I never said how.
Yeah.
They never really tell you. All you ever hear about after that was like people still catching it. Okay, how did Magic beat it? But the rest of them. Okay. Because
so
whoever cured him, that's the one we need to be talking to about fixing this shit. If they can cure Magic, they can cure the world.
Well, they are using the AIDS drugs to see if those work. They're working. Because, you know, when someone has AIDS, they have like a whole bunch of pills that they're taking. So some people are using some of the AIDS medication with this virus as well as some of the SARS medication, as well as the malaria pills. So they're doing a mixture. So they haven't came up with one.
Right.
So once again, you know how you take a concoction of pills when you have AIDS. People are getting concoctions that is treating all. But remember, when you do a concoction like that, it blows your system completely to hell.
Right. Now, technically, they don't have no cure right now, really, for the coronavirus. They say they got like certain elixirs. Like they're saying, what is it? Like ginger, some eucalyptus, these type of things that can help, but they don't have an actual factual cure thing.
No.
All right. Mm-mm. So people take that in mind when you're when people go around boasting that they have a cure, because I did see a thing, and I believe they said it was off of Trump. I don't know if we talked about this, but there was a couple. They heard Trump say something about some things that they were using. They were trying, that was in test trials. They were trying to see if they can fix COVID-19. And they said that they found the same material. I guess it was just a little different in some fish algae stuff. They took it. I think one of them was in a coma. Maybe one of them passed. I think the guy passed and the lady was still very ill. Something like that. So yeah, don't be taking these extra chances, because I think it was something for a fish, for fish aquariums indoor, your house aquarium, something that fix algae, and they took it. Yeah, and they got very, very ill about it. So people, you gotta beware. Don't just be taking any old thing. Just don't be trusting anybody just because they say this or that is good. You know what I mean? I don't care how much they try to push it on you. Do your own research. You got to check it out. Because, I mean, here's an example. They have been pushing, talcum powder on women for years.
Yeah.
Now come to look at what?
It caused ovarian cancer.
You understand what I'm saying? But they told y'all what? All them years? Oh, you good? No, mommy, you good?
Mm-hmm.
It's healthy for you.
Yep.
You understand me now? Do you feel my vibration?
I feel your vibrations.
Right. Tonight, even though we're about to cross over into the archives, you can tell in a couple seconds because this music's about to jump in our ear. Watch. It's about to bang.
Well, I'm about to table this one to tomorrow because this one tomorrow is going to be hilarious, but I'm going to just put it out there, but I'm going to table it until tomorrow. Coronavirus, okay. Paranoid calls to cop on the rise, snitches too. That has to, we're going to table that one. We're going to table that one till tomorrow. Coronavirus, paranoid calls to cops on the rise, snitching too. That needs some time. That one needs some time. So I'm going to pair. I'm going to go ahead and hold that one till tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. Friday Night Live. Looks like we already lit. Tune in tomorrow. We might do an extended show. I don't know right off the bat. I'm not for sure. It's still my birthday weekend. So, hey, shit, y'all can still call in. Wish me happy birthday. Make it do what it do. But tomorrow, Friday Night Live, you know where to find it, MonsterRadio.com or right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio right now, please make sure you push that follow. It'll make sure that you know when the shows are loaded and when we're actually on. And let's see, anything outside of that, big salute to Jazzy B. Make sure you connect with her on social media. That's Jazzy B 3000. That's JAZZIE. In the letter B, 3000. Any other words? Make sure you give them your web page over there, Miss Unbelievable. But any other things, last things you want to tap on your way out?
Just hit me up, www.thesolomespeaks.com. It's got my books over there. It's got information over there. It's got some music over there. It's got some apparel over there. It got everything that you want to know about me over there. Hit me up. I got Instagram. I got Twitter. I got Facebook. Whatever you need, just hit me up. You know, we got that book. We on quarantine. You need something to read. I'm that person. I got you. Hit me up. And I can't wait till tomorrow.
Wow.
And yes, see, it's still digmatized. Yes, I am. I didn't get cured yet. Y'all got to help me tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
So if you got the cure for her, you heard her sites, hit her up with them dick pics. Let her know what you got. I guess some clit pics too. So y'all know where to find her at. So all right, we up out of here. Tomorrow's Friday Night Live. You're looking at me like, did you just sell my DM?
Yeah. For me. I ain't gonna look because I'm digmatized by one. I'm just saying.
Alright, Friday Night Live tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. We're gonna make it do what it do. The crazy podcast show. I don't know what else to say, but have a good night. Do something monstrous and hug your kids. That's it. Hug your kids.
Hug them. Love on your family. Appreciate them while they're here. Hey,